The Deputy Ambassador of Denmark to the United States was invited to speak to a chapter of the West Virginia Kiwanis Club in Harper's Ferry recently. Denmark-based Rockwool has been a source of health and environmental contention for more than a year in the Eastern Panhandle, but discussion about the company was intentionally excluded from the event.
Good evening, everyone.
To a room of about 30 people at the Anvil Restaurant in Harper's Ferry, Henri Kane, Deputy Ambassador of Denmark to the U.S., spoke for about 30 minutes, discussing, well, Denmark. Kane described Denmark's 200-year-old diplomatic relationship with the U.S. He spoke about jobs the country has brought to the United States and about Denmark's push to be a global leader in healthcare, renewables, and clean energy. But Rockwool was not a topic.
I didn't want to get into Rockwool, but because there was interest in Rockwool in Denmark, I decided to invite the ambassador.
That's Daniel Lutz. He's the lieutenant governor of the Eastern Division of the West Virginia Kiwanis Club. He says the purpose of the event was to open communication between Jefferson County and Denmark, especially given the level of contention surrounding Rockwool.
We wanted to show Jefferson County and our group at our best.
Lutz says he is not anti-Rockwool, but he is against the emissions from the Rockwool plant. He says he would be supportive of Rockwool coming to Jefferson County if they can manufacture their stone wool product without emitting gases into the air. In an interview following the event, West Virginia Public Broadcasting spoke with Deputy Ambassador Hain about Rockwool. Hain stood by the company and says he's aware of the debate over the plant in Jefferson County, but he argues the company is trustworthy and will stand by their promises.
Danish companies are coming to the U.S. and they are often applying the same rules and regulations that they have in Denmark. They're coming with the same values. So I cannot see any reason why Rockwool should not come as a respectable company in the U.S. and establish themselves here.
Hain received 7 Rockwool-related letters after the event, which he promised to submit to Danish officials. He says he's hopeful both sides of the argument can sit down together and speak with an open mind. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Harper's Ferry.